Rock Talk with Dominic Ford.
This week I'm joined by Deep Purple and Rainbow legend Ritchie Blackmore. Rainbow Rising is seen by many as one of your outside Deep Purple defining moments. Would you agree with this?
Not particularly. It was a lot of energy going. We had a lot of drive, although, you know, listening back, and at the time, there's no bass on the record, for a start. I'm thinking of redoing a lot of tracks, and that Rainbow Rising, Stargazer will be one of them. I'd like to do that again with a proper, because although, you know, of course, Ronnie sang great. The backing, there's no bass. I think there's like 1 dB of bass. It's ridiculous. It's all top. So that kind of bugs me, hearing it back. But it was kind of a radio mix, very trebly. I really thought that song was great. And a couple of the others, I can't remember what was on it, Light in the Black, a few others. We had a good time doing it, and it was quick. It was 3 weeks of the Arabella House, where Queen had recorded and a lot of other bands' studio. But we were starting to kind of slow down.
Believe.
Avicii. I've spoken to Ian Gillan about you, and I think there are regrets, as he told me that you two used to be really good friends. In fact, at one time, you were even flatmates.
He was, as they say, an alpha guy, so was I. He wanted to control, I wanted to control. So we butted heads because of that. We still respected each other, but we never got on. We just couldn't be in the same room. That was the problem. So he chose to leave, so I'm leaving. I'm leaving in 10 years' time. I've had it. No, it was 2 years, 18 months, I think he said. I said, okay, because we weren't speaking, and it was just not going anywhere. If I wasn't speaking to him, he wasn't speaking to me, we weren't being creative. He would often say to me, hey, you're my hero. How do you want me to sing? And I'd be, look, I'm more hedging more towards a blues singer. You're more of an operatic singer, you know. So that didn't go down too well. He was trying to be, to do what I wanted, in a way. By this time, I was looking to people like Paul Rogers, blues singers. You know, I was really impressed with the way he could sing and that type of style. That's why we parted ways. We'll be right back.
I'm Dominic Forbes. This is Rock Talk.
Ian and I had a showdown with spaghetti, and it was in Cleveland. Jim had picked up my food from catering, and Ian had gone, "Who's that for?" And Jim goes, "Well, it's Rich's food." I said, "Let me add some ketchup to it." And of course, he put ketchup all over it. And then Jim brought it to me, and I went, "What the hell is this?" And he said, "Well, Ian put ketchup all over it when he knew it was your food." And I went, "Oh, really? Right, give that to me." So now there was, like, picked it up. So I went into the studio in the dressing room with Ian, and I went up to him, and I said, "Did you do this to my food?" And he went, "Yeah." And with that, I saw John Law go, and they all parted. It was like a high noon, you know. I went, "Really? Hmm." And then I got it, and I went right in his face, you know. So I thought, that's it. Big fight. He's probably going to win because he's a strong guy. But I was ready for it.
Next up, I asked Ritchie Blackmore about the rumour that in the early 1970s he hooked up, or tried to hook up, with Phil Lynott.
That's right, yeah. It was 71 that I saw Phil Lynott. I was very impressed with his playing, and I went, "I want to play with this guy. He's on bass, I play guitar, and we'll get Pacey on drums." Pacey was up for it. And then I think Pacey started thinking, "We've got a really big band with Deep Purple. You know, we're doing so well. Why throw it away?" And I really wanted to leave the band, because I didn't like the politics within the band anymore. It started getting a little bit kind of business-like, very staid, and kind of, it wasn't going anywhere, very contrived. Phil had all this energy, and I thought, this could be very interesting. So we did a couple of tracks with him in the studio, but we didn't never finish them. And Phil was up for it, very nice guy. But then Pacey said, "You know what, I think it's probably a bad idea that we leave the Purple name and then go to this situation and start again, you know, although Phil's great." I said, at that point I was saying, "I don't want to stay in the band." And he said, "Well, why not?" I said, "Well, mainly because of, you know, you've got Ian, who I can't get along with, and Roger doesn't do anything for me, you know." And he said, "Well, what about if we got rid of them, got new bass player and new singer?" I said, "Oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that to Roger. I don't want to just throw him out. He's done nothing wrong." And Pacey said, "Hey, if that's the way it's got to be, that's the way it's got to be." So Pacey said, "Well, you know, let's change it." And we started looking for other people. We found Glenn Hughes and David Coverdale.
week on Rock Talk, I'm joined by Richie Blackmore, and in a moment we'll be talking about Deep Purple's notorious appearance at the 1974 California Jam.
Rock Talk with Dominic Forbes.